Broadcasting daily around the world with ancient wisdom and cutting-edge success and nothing less science. This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach, Robert Zink. Prepare to be empowered. Live the life you desire. Attract the success you deserve. Experience love, a better relationship, abundance, and prosperity. Now, here is your mentor of light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink. Absolutely thrilled, delighted, beyond belief to bring you this special Law of Attraction podcast. Well, I want to thank those of you who took advantage of our special opportunity. We are presenting manifesting beyond belief in Taos, New Mexico, next May 19th, 20th, and 21st. I know it's a ways away, but five or six of you, have pre-signed up at the special discount rate, going to be part of our beta testing group because we're going to be sending you information. I'm looking at the information. This is crazy. I'm looking at the information that you're going to receive at this event, and it is almost about 8 or 9 inches high. It is absolutely phenomenal, incredible information. Plus, there will be 3 different attunements during that weekend. And these attunements open you up to creative flow. They open you up to more prosperity and abundance. These attunements are variations, if you will, of ancient initiatory rites. So if you're interested in joining us in New Mexico in May, there's a limited number of seats, and I'll be giving you information over the next few weeks on how you can pre-sign up. There's going to be a special discount for people who sign up before January 1st. So it's going to be a phenomenal, absolutely incredible weekend. I can't wait for May already. You know, let's get past Christmas, and we got a long ways to go for that. But anyway, thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and thank you for sharing your testimonials with us on how this podcast has helped improve your life. Some of you are now sending video testimonials, and we really appreciate that because we can put those on our website. So if the podcast has been helping you and you'd like to share it in a video testimonial or any other way, maybe some of our healing work that we've done or a miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching, we love those video testimonials. And you can see them at lawofattractionsolutions.com. Okay, today we're talking about a full moon manifestation and abundance rite. And the full moon is upon us. It's tomorrow night. But, you know, you can do this rite any time, but okay, you need a touch point in time and space. You need a touch point in time and space to connect that touch point of time and space with the eternal matrix. And that's really what we're doing with the full moon. Lunar energy, generally, in most traditions, is considered fairly feminine. It's a reflection of the solar energy. It's the light that shines during the nighttime. So there's a lot of mystical energy that is connected with a full moon. And I used to think, you know, after we put a man on the moon, that all the mysticism or beauty of the moon would fade away, but it hasn't. It is as still attractive and magnetic as ever before. The moon is magnetic energy. It is absolutely magnetic. And so By doing this simple full moon manifestation and attraction right, you can start to attract more abundance into your life. So, number one, I'm going to give you a few steps that you need to take and some supplies you might need for this special rite. Define your intention. Know what your intention is and write it down on a little, maybe 3x5 piece of paper. I like to use parchment paper myself, but whatever you prefer. Declutter your space. In other words, you're going to create a sacred space where you're going to do this little rite. Now, in ancient times, they were done in temples, or they were done later on in churches. Sometimes they were done in sacred spaces that were created in secret out in the woods. So you don't need to do all that. You can find a spot in your bedroom or your front room and just declutter it. Just clean it up a little bit and make it really nice for yourself. So you're going to want to clear and clean that sacred space and prepare it. Then, before you begin doing this full moon manifestation and abundance rite, what I'd like you to do is dedicate that sacred space to source energy. Now, if I were doing this kind of work, say, in an apartment, I would have 4 glass candles, and that would define my sacred space. I would put them in the 4 directions, and that would define the sacred space. And then I would dedicate it, and you use your own words here. You speak from your heart. I dedicate this sacred space as a place where I connect with infinite source energy, where I connect with my hopes, my dreams, and my intentions. Well, after you have done all that, I like to take a clearing shower and put on something very loose-fitting. You know, you can wear a robe, you can wear some loose pajamas, you can work in your underwear, you can work sky-clad, which is naked. But you want something loose-fitting that will allow energy to flow. You don't want to be wearing a pair of tight jeans, for example. And you go to your sacred space and light some incense. And then just walk in a circle clockwise. Walk in a circle clockwise. And simply say these words. I consecrate this sacred space with fire. And then put the incense back into the incense holder. And then have a cup of water and simply walk in a circle clockwise and say, I consecrate this sacred space with water. Now you have created a sacred space. And you could get very formal with this if you chose to do so, but you don't really need to. This is for you and for your own personal connection with source and your own personal manifestation work. It's very easy and it's very, very effective. As a matter of fact, I want each of you to write me a letter telling me how effective this has been for you over the next 30 days. You're gonna be amazed. You're gonna be shocked.
You are about to experience a miracle. Claim your free 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction. You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Okay, you've got your sacred space. You now step inside your sacred space. By the way, I like to have a nice big fluffy pillow in the sacred space, but it's not necessary. And all I want you to do is sit down. And in front of you, I want your intention. It can be on the floor, or if you have a little table that you're using and you're sitting in a chair, that can be fine too. Remember, there are no hard, fast rules to this. I'm giving you the outline, but you flesh it out or fill it out whatever way feels appropriate for you. Now, in Kundalini Yoga, there is both the Ida and the Pingala. You ever wonder why we don't have one big nostril? We have two nostrils? Because there are two separate energies that circulate up the spine and throughout the body. One of them is the masculine energy, called the Pingala, and the other one is the feminine energy, called the Ida. We're working with lunar energy. It's the full moon, remember? So we're working with the Ida, which is the left nostril. In other words, our breath work now will take place with the left nostril. Now, here's how I do it. I'm going to give you two variations of how to do this. So you're going to sit. You're going to sit calmly on your pillow, knowing that the full moon, and if you want to do this outside, you can if it's warm enough, knowing that the full moon is in bloom. Everything is happening now. You've purified, you've consecrated, you've taken a kind of a cleansing shower or bath first, and now you're going to take your right hand and kind of just lightly dampen your right nostril so that you are breathing out of your left nostril. This is the Ida energy. This is the lunar energy. This is the moon energy. This is the feminine energy. So I breathe in for 4 seconds. I hold it for 4 seconds, and then I breathe out through my mouth for 4 seconds. Now that way has worked for me effectively. I'm going to leave my breath empty for 4 seconds before I breathe in again. And I'm only going to breathe in through my left nostril. Now, a lot of Kundalini masters suggest that you breathe in through your left nostril. You hold it for 4 seconds and breathe out through your left nostril. And let it remain empty for 4 seconds. You're going to find yourself going into a nice, relaxing state. This is a very cooling energy. This is where, after about 5 to 7 minutes of doing this, and you don't have to keep track, but when you feel yourself slipping into this wonderful connective state with lunar energy. And by the way, while you're doing this, as I'm doing it, in my mind, my eyes are closed. I'm visualizing a little dot in front of me. So as I breathe in, I'm seeing that dot become a full moon. It just expands. It blooms, as I call it. And there's a big, beautiful full moon. As I breathe out, the moon returns back to a single dot. So as I'm doing this now, I'm visualizing that, I'm breathing out of my left nostril, and I am saying these words. This is just one intention. I'm not saying them out loud, by the way. I'm saying them in my mind. This is my time. I am attracting the love I desire. Or you could say, this is my time. I am attracting the abundance I desire. Or, this is my time. I am attracting the money I desire. Or, this is my time. I am attracting the health I desire. Now, you don't have to say, this is my time every time. You can just say, I am attracting the love I desire. I'm attracting the money I desire. But I like to say this is my time because that reminds me that this is a touch point, that I've created a touch point in this sacred rite between myself and the universe, between myself and the matrix, between the world of time and space and the world where there is no time and space. It's a little esoteric. I'm trying to keep it real simple for you. I promise you that if you perform this with one intention, don't bring four or five intentions there. Bring one intention. And you do this for 20 minutes on the full moon, you will absolutely experience positive, uplifting results. I mean that. This is a powerful ritual. And again, don't get dogmatic about it. Learn the breath right. It's called the moon breath. And you're going to become very good at it. Now, do you have to wait for the full moon? No, I absolutely recommend that you do this on the full moon, every full moon. But you can do it. You can practice this every single day. Because the full moon, the full life of love, the full life of abundance, the full life of health exists within you. And you are bringing it into blossom. Bringing it into fruition through this breath work. Okay, that's it. A little heavy today. Hope you enjoyed it. Use it. Share it with a friend. Thank you so much for listening. And you have a great day and a great full moon, right? Because you deserve it.
Now you can receive the spiritual guidance you need with Angels in Your Dreams, this exciting new program created by Kabbalist and magical practitioner Robert Zink. Will help you receive angelic guidance on love, healing, spirituality, prosperity, relationships, increased finances, family, protection, and more. Whether you believe in the presence and power of angels or not, you will be pleasantly surprised at the level of inner guidance you receive from this program. Stop depending on others to awaken to higher vibrations and allow angels in your dreams to help you. Expect to receive the help and guidance you need with Angels in Your Dreams by Robert Zink. Download your copy now. Visit the store at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. Don't put this off. Get your copy of Angels in Your Dreams at lawofattractionsolutions.com.